If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher Radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The only people that are heirs are people that are in the family. Unless you extend it to other people. Now, Jesus was a master of extending the benefits to people to whom it was not given. He was a master. Jesus would go into areas that theologically he was not supposed to go into. He would go up to the Gentiles. He had no business up there with that Syrophoenician woman. He was in the Canaanite land. Now, why was he up there? Extending the benefits. When the woman came out asking, because she saw him, and she figured, well, since you're here, I'm going to take a shot. She said, my daughter's at home, and my daughter's going through with the devil. Jesus ignored her. Test number one. Are you sure I can do this? The disciples became arrogant. Lord, send her away. She cries after us. She wasn't crying after them. They ain't have no healing. So Jesus had to shut them down. He looked at the woman and said, I can't help you. Test number two. Bible says she hit the ground and began to worship. In the Bible, worship is actually falling on your face. It ain't this little mamby-pamby lifting up a one hand like we do and waving it. No, it's humiliating yourself. So in order to pass the second test, you have to come out your flesh. I'm convinced that many of you will never get deliverance because you won't humble yourself in front of everybody else. You want to keep your bougie attitude and hold on to your dignity. But there's some healings and deliverances that will only come when you strip yourself and fall down in the presence of God. Jesus said, all right, now I'm going to hit you with some theology. He said, it's not proper to take the children's bread and give it to dogs. She said, yeah, you're right. But since you use the word canary and puppy, puppies get table scraps. Give me my scraps. Jesus said, whoa, woman, great is your faith. You know what, baby? I don't even have to go pray for your daughter. Your faith has interjected a blessing that you were not legally entitled to. I'm here to tell you that the blessings of Abraham are dispatched upon you because of Jesus. You are prosperous and successful, victorious and above it all, the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom, the front and not the back. Woo! 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 Listen to this. I'm an heir of God. Listen to this. And joint heir. I can't be giving these secrets out. Listen, Shanina's an heir by birth, but she's a joint heir with Darius by adoption. He gets what she gets. He was not born of us, but he is of us. You get the blessings of Abraham, but you aren't Jewish. You are descendants of the tribe of Judah, but you are not Jewish. Jacob is not your father. God is your father. Jacob is not your daddy. God is your daddy. You are in the family of God, and everything Jesus gets, you get. Jesus was never sick. There was only one time sickness came on Jesus on the cross. Why are you sick? He was never in poverty. Why are you? He was never depressed. Why are you? It's because you forgot your family connections. Sit down, let me finish. When the enemy is successful in causing you to forget who you are, you forget what's at your disposal. He will blind you to what's at your disposal to keep you bound. And you will ultimately confess the bondage rather than walk in the liberty. When God spoke to me several months ago, he said, teach my people to stop owning sickness. I said, what do you mean? He said, teach them to stop saying, my diabetes, my cancer, my... I said, well, Father, what should they say? He said, they could say, I'm diagnosed with it, but I don't have to accept the diagnosis because I have a second opinion from my family doctor. That one that Blue Cross has is not your primary physician. That's your second physician. Your primary physician has never lost the patient. Your primary physician won't send you a bill. Your primary physician, yes, there are two things in common. You go to Blue Cross, but you also have the wooden cross. Both crosses. Lord, help me. I ain't fooling with y'all. Either way, you're going to get healed. But learn to go to the rugged cross. It's not blue. It's not white. It's not black. It's not brown. It's red, stained from the blood that saved you. Possessing the DNA of the God who loved you. God wants a family. And any man who has a family takes care of that family. When a man connects with a woman, and even if that woman has a child that is not his by seed, if you're connected with a man and you have a child, and that man you're connected with doesn't do anything to help that child, seeing that you may be having a difficulty at the moment, dump him. Dump him with prejudice. Because if he cannot help your child that came out of you, there's going to come a time when he's going to dump you. Dump that rascal quickly. Go out of here today and dump him. And if you want to tell him that Pastor Martin Harris said to dump him. And that's Martin Harris. Don't tell him Eric Lambert said it. Make me hurt somebody. But why is that important? Because that's how God is. I'll show you. Paul writes this in the book of Corinthians. He says that the unbelieving husband is sanctified by his believing wife. That means if you're a saved woman and your husband ain't saved, God will take care of your husband because of you. Why would you be involved with a man who would let your child suffer and not reach out to help that child and let him tell you he loves you? You go home today and dump that rattlesnake. Dump him. Let God send you somebody who will love all of you, who will reach out to help in every area. If that man can come in your house, see you needing groceries, and not bring them to you, dump him. Dump him. Why? Because that's not the character of God. Now, that is not to suggest that you are a gold digger. But it is to say that in your position as a woman, you should be cared for. And if he don't care, listen to me. If he don't care for you, he doesn't care about you. Don't listen to all that love talk. Because if you really love, you don't have to say it. You see, when a man loves a woman, he can't keep his mind on nothing else. You see, he tells the world of the good thing he's found. He give up all his comfort, sleep out in the rain. And when he loves you, He gonna find 100 ways to compliment what she does. Send her roses just because. If it's violin she wants, let them play. Dedicate her favorite song and hold her closer all night long. Love her today. Find 100 ways. Being cool won't help you win her, keep her love. No, you just blow your chance. Sacrifice. Open up your heart. That's the secret of romance. It's in the Word. 1 Corinthians 13. So, lady, if that man isn't doing that, dump him. Don't be so desperate that pretty Ricky with his gold tooth and Jerry curled hair comes into your life and ruins it. For I can do bad. I knew the women knew that. All by myself. Family is important. Culturally, we don't deal with family correctly. Our ancestors were very strong in family. That's why our grandparents were very strong, because they inherited that family mentality from the slave days. Families had to stick together, and if someone's parents were sold in slavery, they adopted that child and brought them in and began to become more sophisticated. We got away from that. So this generation is lacking family connection. It is for that reason that a 10-year-old child can take a gun and blow away another 10-year-old child and not feel anything. Why? There's no family connection. That's why the Apostle Paul writes and says, you should not backbite, for when you do, you devour each other. In short, you murder your brother and sister every time you backbite. But if you have a strong sense of family, that's my brother. That's my brother by adoption and by birth. That is my brother. They are my brothers. How can I put my brothers down? I'm your brother. You're my brothers and sisters. And God is our Father.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11215P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.